In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. As we prepare our hearts for communion, to remember what Jesus did for us, we have bread, a physical, tangible thing to actually hold in our hands. We have juice, physical, tangible juice. It's just bread and it's just juice, but it reminds us of the physical, real, human body of Jesus Christ. The Word, the infinite, eternal God, became a human being, became a man. That baffles the imagination, that infinite, eternal, Spirit God would enter into His own creation that He had spoken into existence, actually take on flesh. Why? So that He could take my place. So that He could pay my price. So that He could die in my place. That's why. That's why the eternal God became human, so that He could be nailed to a cross, bearing my sin and your sin. I invite the deacons to come. We'll serve you. If you're a believer, you're welcome to take bread and take juice. Hold those. As you hold those in your hand, reflect on what Jesus did for you. The fact that He became a human being so that He could bear the sins of humanity and pay your price in full. Let's give Him thanks. Father, thank You for sending Your only Son as a man to die for men and women. Jesus, You left Your Father's side, Your throne in glory, to bear our shame, our guilt, the punishment we deserve. Thank You. Thank You for taking upon Yourself human flesh, so in that humanity You could pay our price. Thank You for this bread and this juice that reminds us of the cost at which we were redeemed. Thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. What amazing love, what a mystery that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us so that we could behold His glory, glory of the one and only begotten Son of the Father who came as a man to die for men, to pay our price. Jesus, thank You. We remember His body broken for you. His blood poured out to wash away your sins.